Percy about you?
Yeah, Nick, quiet,
Nick. Oh, well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, let's see if we can't start work immediately.
Sure, I know. Take out your atlas.
Exactly. Now, Bottomy, would you mind letting me conduct this lesson?
Well, I only said take out your atlases.
I know what you said.
We've been doing geography for weeks.
Yes, but we wouldn't have been if you boys had used your brains a bit more.
Ah.
But for the time being, we finished with geography.
Boys,
Bottomy, look, will you stop behaving like a circus clown? If you're not very careful, I'll give you a special lesson in geography after school.
Strike!
So behave yourself. Today, we're going to do chemistry.
Chemistry? Yes, that's any good.
Quiet.
Are you going to do some experiments, sir?
Look, that depends entirely on how you boys behave.
We'll behave, sir.
Sure.
Look, all right, all right.
Blow yourself up, sir.
Yes, well, give me time. Blow myself up?
No, sir. I mean, make some fireworks.
Yeah, there'll be some fireworks in a minute if you don't stop talking, Bottomy. I don't propose to conduct any practical experiments until you've mastered the theoretical side of the subject.
Oh, strike the theory side.
Listen, we won't do chemistry at all if you don't keep quiet. We'll do subjects that aren't so interesting, like French and Latin.
Snakes and ladders.
Snakes and ladders.
Put and tight.
Postman's knock.
Cowboys and Indians.
Serves you right, Buckley. I warned you about behaving like a clown, but offering a warning to you is like offering a man a watermelon to eat after he's had a 9-course dinner.
Boy, sir.
Well, he might like something to top off. Stanford, look, do you want the stick as well?
No, sir.
Well, you're going dangerously close to getting it. If you're not prepared... Ah, public enemy number one, Greenbottle.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Just call me the big shot.
Okay, big shot.
Go on, buddy.
Stick around.
Stop. I'm sorry to have to give you the stick as soon as you put your nose in the classroom, but you asked for it. The big shot. I'll give you all the big shots that you want. Now sit down in your place and let's start this chemistry lesson.
Yes, but I was just going to tell you why I was late.
Were you? Well, don't. If we've got time at the end of the lesson, you can tell us then. But we can't stop and listen to that now.
Yeah.
We must make a start with this chemistry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, I want to deal in detail with the element zinc.
Oh, well, I can tell you all about that.
Greenbottle.
Yes?
If you try and explain this to us, it'll be the last thing you'll ever say in this classroom. You'll be expelled.
Yes.
And I mean it. You're nothing, you know nothing whatsoever about it, and you know it.
Yes, but chemistry's my best subject.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
Yes.
You've said it about every other subject we've done, so why not chemistry?
Well, I'll be the mug. Why not?
Well, if he thought... Bottomy. Look, I'm not prepared to tolerate much nonsense from you, so you'd better watch your step. And Greenbottle, you have my full permission to go to sleep.
Yes, but I won't be any help with sleep.
No, but... That's just where you're wrong, Greenbottle. We'll make much better progress without your help.
Whoa, how can you say such a thing?
Greenbottle, look, the sooner you realize what an ignoramus you really are, the better it'll be for all concerned. I'm not going to get, at least I'm going to give this lesson on zinc, and it's something you know nothing about. So you can just keep that tongue of yours still.
Yes, well, I know about zinc.
What's the use?
Yes, but we've got one though.
You've got one house?
Yes, we've got a kitchen sink.
Have you?
Yes, it's in the sitting room.
What?
We've had one for years.
The Greenbottle. Nobody was talking about a kitchen sink.
The old man was talking about it this morning.
Was he?
Yes. He was saying it was a pity it wasn't in the dining room.
In the dining room?
Yes, then the pigeons could use it too.
What?
Why not put it up on the roof so the neighbors could use it?
Bottomy!
Oh, you pipe down, Bottomy!
Yes, and you pipe down too, Greenbottle.
Oh, we haven't got a roof.
No, but I...
So we couldn't put it up.
Unless I... Oh,
no!
Now perhaps you'll keep that mouth of yours closed, Greenbottle. I don't want to listen to twaddle like that all the lesson. And I tried to tell you once that nobody was talking about a kitchen sink at all.
Yes, but I only said...
Quiet! What your father said about the sink, it doesn't interest us in the slightest. And perhaps I'd better make it clear to you that we're discussing the element zinc. Z-I-N-C.
I see.
No, I-N-C.
Oh, I see.
There's no O in it at all.
I see.
Yes, just Z-I-C.
Zinc.
Exactly. Now, look, wait a minute. Bottomy, will you stop trying to get me confused?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Z-I-N-C is the element zinc. It has a symbol, Zn, and it belongs to the magnesium family.
Yeah, I?
The magnesium family.
I know a girl called Maggie Taylor.
This is her cousin, magnesium.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, no, just a minute. No, it's not.
No relation.
No relation. relation at all.
They're just friends.
Go to school together, that's all. No, I'd be up and... That seems to be the only effective way there is to stop you from chipping in all the time.
Right, that hurt.
I know it did. It was meant to hurt. And you'll be hurt again if you continue being cheeky.
Yes, sir.
All right, chatterbox, hold your tongue.
Yes, sir.
And for goodness sake, settle down, everybody, and let's get on with this chemistry. We'll never get anywhere at this rate.
No, sir.
Right, well, attention, everybody. Zinc, as I said, is an element in the magnesium family.
What do you mean by that, sir?
I mean exactly what I say.
Yeah, but...
Bottomy, look, don't you interrupt again. It wouldn't be healthy. If you'll just give me a chance, I might be able to make things a little clearer. Zinc is only one of four elements which are in the magnesium family. The others are magnesium itself, cadmium, and mercury.
That's what you have in the thermostat.
Exactly. And so you... what is?
Mercury.
Rubbish. Now, look, don't start another lot of twaddle, Greenbottle. Just let me do the talking.
That'll be any amount of twaddle.
Of course. I do nothing else. Bottomy, what did you say then?
I said?
Yes, you were being rude then.
Rude, sir?
Yes.
No, I wasn't.
Well, look, I don't want an argument about this, but didn't you say that'll be any amount of twaddle?
No, sir.
Oh, didn't you? Well, what did you say?
No, I just...
Well?
I just said that'd be about the color of wattle.
Oh, I... Colour of wattle?
Yes, sir, you know. The mercury would be the colour of wattle.
Bottomy, you're lying to me.
No, I'm not, sir.
Well, mercury is the colour of silver.
Yes, sir,
It's the colour of silver.
Yeah, but haven't you ever heard of silver wattle?
No, I haven't. Yes, I have.
That's all right, then.
Yes, but I...
There's no need to say any more about it.
No, I... Bottomy, sometimes you get dangerously close to receiving some permanent physical injury.
Yeah.
Mind your own business. I'm more or less convinced that you said nothing about wattle at all, Bottomy.
Yes, you know, wattle.
I know, wattle.
What did you ask?
Just a point, thanks. But what I meant was that... No, and the green bottle... You've only got to make one more ridiculous remark like that and I'll throw you up the chimney.
Yes, but I...
Never mind about the butts. All you've got to do is sit there and remain silent. It was your fault that this nonsense started in the first place.
No, it wasn't!
Look, it's no good arguing, Greenbottle, because I tell you it was.
Yes, sir.
You keep out of this, Stamp. I outlined to you the elements in the magnesium family, the last of which was mercury, and you said that that's what you have in a thermos flask or something.
Yes, well, that's right.
What? Right? There's nothing of the sort.
You have that there so that the vaccination won't get out.
Do you?
Yes, of course you do.
Now, just a minute. Did you say the vaccination?
Yes.
The vaccination?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, the mercury keeps the vaccination in.
Oh, Greenbottle, you don't have a vaccination in a thermos flask.
Yeah, a
vaccination has got nothing to do with a thermos flask. A vaccination is a thing you have in your leg.
In your leg?
Yes, and you'll get it in the neck if you don't stop putting us off the track like this.
Yes, but I...
And don't mention the thermos flask at all.
Yes, well, you were telling us about mercury.
I know I was, but mercury has got no connection whatever with a thermos flask. You're thinking of a thermometer.
No, I'm not.
Well, what are you thinking about? Because a thermometer is the only thing I can think of that has mercury in it and sounds like thermos.
Yeah, would you like me to explain this?
Yes, I'll just have a rest.
Yes, well, now, first of all, you better forget it.
Now, the Greenbottle.
Yes?
I don't want you to explain anything.
Why not, sir?
Because I want you boys to understand it. That's why not. And I'd be glad if you'd stop asking questions, Stamford.
Yes, but you don't seem to be too clear about this thermometer.
No, but I'm a stranger around here. What? Look, I know far more about the thermometer than you'll ever know, you prize nitwit.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yeah, sticks and stones will break me bones, but names will never hurt me.
Won't they?
No. And what I was saying...
No, I ain't the Greenbottle. You're far more... And that's the finish of you, Greenbottle. You sit there and pose all day as a know-all, and you're actually a know-nothing.
Yeah.
You're far more nuisance than you're worth in this class. We'd get on much better without you. Look, stand over in the corner there. You make me sick. Get over in the corner and put your face to the wall. You'd help a lot more if you never came to school.
Yeah.
Well, you can stand there for the rest of the lesson and stay in afterwards and make up the time that you've wasted. Now, you other boys pay attention.
Yes, sir.
How far have we got? Not very far, I'm afraid.
No, sir.
All right. Well, remarks like that are not going to help. No. Now, the element zinc never occurs free in nature.
Sir?
Well, I mean, it's not a constituent of common rocks or minerals. And its occurrence is rather local and confined to definite deposits or to pockets. Can you follow that?
Well, I'm better at noughts and crosses.
Are you?
Sure.
Oh, well, let's play that. That's easier. Now, wait a minute. Noughts and crosses? What are you talking about? Just because we start to talk about some new subject, you boys all get jittery and refuse to try and understand.
I'm not jittery, sir.
Aren't you?
No, sir.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to hear that one member of the class is not jittery.
Yes, sir.
Well, look, just explain to Botany what it means.
Yes, sir. What, sir?
What I said about zinc.
Zinc? Explain it, sir.
Listen, did you understand what I just told you?
No, sir.
Ah, no idea at all, I suppose.
No, sir. I didn't think it made sense.
No, but... What? Didn't think it made sense?
No, sir.
But look, you saw me reading it out of this chemistry textbook.
Yeah, but I thought you'd lost the place, sir.
Oh, I see. Well... What? What's the use of trying to teach you boys anything? All of you have got the mentality of a child of about 3 years of age.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Yeah.
Dad, can I be a school teacher?
Listen, and just what's come over you, Bottomy, I don't know. That's just downright impertinence, that's all that is. I wouldn't expect a cannibal to talk to me like that.
Why not, sir?
Well, I wouldn't understand him. They talk a different language. No! Stamps, if you want me to completely lose my temper, you're going the right way about it.
Yeah.
Was that you, Green Bottle?
Yes, I just said yes.
Well, don't say anything. This class will be the death of me. Look, every day, it's always the same. Never any work, just nonsense from start to finish.
Yes.
Yeah, well, for goodness sake, stop it and let's get back to this subject.
Zinc.
Exactly, zinc. Well, I'm glad that you at least know what we were talking about.
Aye? Well, you see the liquid in that bottle?
Yes.
That's zinc.
Is it?
Sure, writing zinc.
Wacko, any good, aye?
Look, will you stop that dreadful noise?
That was a roaster.
That was not only a sheer waste of time, it was also a terrible pun.
Ah.
Yes, oh. And a pun is the lowest form of wit. That's zinc. Ink. Oh. Did you really think that was funny?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Wait, go!
So you want to go on with it, do you? I just reprimanded you for the very same thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the finish of this lesson. I can't go on in face of opposition like that. Weak pun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's the matter with you?
Yes, well, I think I'll just slink off.
Yes, just slink off. Slink off.